أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا ومغانم كثيرة تأخذونها وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the bayat and the allegiance the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had taken at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you recall, we discussed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu into Makkah Mukarramah so that he could inform the Quraysh of Makkah that we have not come here for any battle to fight, but we have merely come here to perform Umrah. We have our ihram on, we have our animals with us, so please allow us to enter Makkah and do not stand in our way. So in that time, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala who goes into Makkah Mukarramah. At the same time, a group of about 70 people had come to attack and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were apprehended and captured. And on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears the rumor that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been assassinated, he has been killed in Makkah Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this pledge from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een that they will fight, they will never retreat from the battlefield, and according to some Sahaba, they will fight right till they give their lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. Allah says, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was certainly pleased with the believers. إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ. When they had taken this allegiance at your hand, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ, under the tree. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had known whatever the conditions of their hearts be, whatever was in their hearts. فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down sakina, tranquility upon them. What was in their hearts? On the one hand, extreme sincerity, extreme dedication and loyalty to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, the enthusiasm to make Umrah was also in their hearts. They were prepared to give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the odds were against them, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were prepared for all that. So, فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down sakina upon them. In that one aspect of it was that the treaty was signed, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were not keen on leaving Hudaybiyah and going back to Madinah Munawwara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put them to ease. And Allah says, وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah had rewarded them with a very near victory that would come to them. The victory that would come to them obviously would be, number one, the victory of Khaybar that had taken place after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reached Madinah Munawwara. Some narrations indicate 10 days, others 20 days after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come back from this treaty of Hudaybiyah. He remained in Madinah Munawwara for 10 or 20 days, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded towards Khaybar. The historians, the biographers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life have stated that it was Zulhijjah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, and in the month of Muharram he left towards Khaybar, and in the month of Safar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted victory to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. And we discussed already only those that had accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey for the Umrah, they were allowed only to accompany Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Khaybar. وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. And very many spoils that you would take, that would come into your hands. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. That Allah would reward you with all this. وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها. Thereafter Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised you abundance of spoils that you would take. فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hastened this booty for you in that just a matter of 10 or 20 days, and you were gone back and you had gone towards Khaybar. You had to leave your homes again. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hastened this booty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to you. That not very much of difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put upon you. وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had restrained the hands of mankind from you, in that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left for Khaybar, now they had other forces that were allied, other tribes that were allied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put awe in them, fear in them, and they did not join the people of Khaybar to oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept their hand away from you. وَلِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And so that you will become a great sign of the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. That if we look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, we look at the seerah and the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in each and every incident we would see the signs of Allah's power, the signs of Allah's help, Allah's nusrat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you, O Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the straight path. وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا. And the other victory that you did not have power upon at that particular time was that of Makkah Mukarramah. You went for Umrah, they stopped you, you had made up your minds that if you have to fight, you will fight. You were ready for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that time you did not have any ability upon it. قَدْ أَحَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had total control over it. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time had desired no fighting, but the peace treaty will take place. And all that was in the control of Allah. So it is not what you would desire, but it will be the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. وَلُوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. If the unbelievers had to fight with you, then what would have happened? لَوَلَّوُ الْأَدْبَارِ. They would have turned away on their backs. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And they would have not found any help, any support, anyone to assist them. In other words, if they had come forth to fight, and both at that time also Allah didn't allow the fighting to take place. And then in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went into Makkah Mukarramah, and there was no opposition really from the people of Makkah Mukarramah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam conquered Makkah Mukarramah. If there was any fighting, then also they would have turned their backs away. Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat min qabl. The sunnah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allati qad khalat min qabl, that which had already passed in the people before. Walan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila. And you will not find the sunnah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changing. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala controlled it, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created perspective in this entire matter of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, that was the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There was no one that could change the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.